Your final score, Pella 5, Newton 0. The Dutch advance to the regional semifinals at Carlisle. Joining us now, it's the one and only Emma Eakoff, the winning pitcher, 7 strikeouts, 3 hits allowed against a Newton Cardinals team that has seen you a bunch over the years and tonight. First of all, Emma, the rain delay or lightning delay, whatever you want to call it in between, that could be tough, but the girls took care of business right after that. How important was it just to get this thing done before 11 o'clock and to be able to go away and make sure that you know Saturday you still got a game left?
It was really important to us, really trying to – it's really easy to get distracted when we have long delays like that. So just coming onto the field and being ready and being – and everybody being ready was really good. And – you know, me especially trying to lock in before, and my catcher, Mal, especially trying to lock in for those 3 outs is really, really important for the team, and just to get it taken care of was really good.
What's going on in the rain delay? I got to go down there and talk to some of you. I saw at one point there's a hole in the dugout, and Brooke Schulte was looking at and talking to you and Katie Sheckel. I mean, how do you kind of keep things loose knowing that, A, you still have a game left, but also don't want to sit there and, like, be stoic the whole 2 hours are gone? What's going on down there?
Right away after the rain delay, we went into the back and we were playing music and dancing around. Riley Parks has a nice speaker with a like disco ball light on it, so we were all having fun for a while. And then we kind of get bored. Well, Carrie Parks brought us a bunch of food. Shout out Carrie from the concession stand, which is really nice. And then we're kind of eating and just trying to wander around because we don't want to be stuck in the dugout. Go talk to our friends, get in trouble for being outside the dugout, have to go back in. But, yeah, and then we started watching Love Island on the TV in there, which is fun. I mean, everybody on the team is watching it at home, so why not watch it together? No, it was fun, though.
So everyone was caught up at the certain point of the show. No spoilers for anyone in the dugout. So then back to this game, obviously the difficult part here is that Lucy Carlson has caught just about every varsity inning for the last 3 years for this team.
Yeah.
And she gets hurt in Sadell, just a freak incident where the bat comes down on her wrist, actually. And since you've been at Pella High, no other catcher. Other than Lucy. Talk about the difficulty at this point in the season in doing that and what a job Mallory did tonight, knowing that she's obviously caught quite a bit, but clearly you two have never worked together.
Never. Mallory did such a good job tonight because I know that she's like uncomfortable and nervous and stuff. So it's really important for people like me and Sheck and Lucy to come up to her and make like calm her down before the game and just tell her like, we've got her back, and nobody's, like, going to be upset with any, like, mistakes because if we win or lose a game, it's not on her entirely, and it's a team sport, and the wins come as a team and the losses come as a team, and just to remind her of that. But, no, she did so good tonight. So proud of her, and I hope that this win kind of settled her in for Carlisle on Saturday for sure.
We're here with Emma Eakoff, the winning pitcher, as the Dutch move on to Carlisle on Saturday. And then, yeah, on top of that, offensively, this staff for Newton's kind of kept you a little off balance these last couple of games, but the rest of the team really stepping up in a big way. Yeah. Sheck had a big night all the way down, some big hits in the middle of the order, obviously missing Lucy's bat too. So having to come up with runs, how important was it though, to get that early jump in that first inning, get things going and rolling and to get some confidence? Because when they were here last time, they got the early jump and it felt like the mental game had shifted.
Yeah. That's something I even talked about with my parents last night is how important it is for us to jump on pitchers early. And our first time through the lineup or our first bottom or top of an inning is so important for us to get a run across because it sets the mood for us for the rest of the game. And it helps me feel more comfortable in the circle when we have a lead like that, especially early.
Well, and just from that point on, we get through the rain delay. You're able to win. One more chance to keep playing, obviously, that's to this point of the season, which is crazy to think about. I know you've been playing softball at the varsity level for 5 years. Just what's kind of going through your mind knowing that no matter what, that's the end. At the same time, though, being focused on the moment and trying not to let that go.
Yeah, I'm really trying to take it one day at a time, not look ahead too far. But, I mean, I know Carlisle really well, and I'm looking forward to that game. It should be fun. And, yeah, I'm just excited to play. I just try to take it one day at a time, one pitch at a time, not trying to look at the big picture too much yet, but really just enjoy the team bonding moments like the rain delay and stuff. Like, that's the stuff that I'm going to miss more than, like, the couple outs that we played. Like, I'm going to remember the rain delay more than the 3 outs that we just got.
And then Carlisle coming up on Saturday, like you said, you know them. They're a program with great tradition, a lot of quirks about them.
Yeah.
How do you as a team really focus in on what you're doing and not, especially for some of those girls who haven't seen that before, how do you kind of remind them to focus on what they're doing, knowing that you're going in as an underdog and knowing that they're going to throw all of this kind of crazy stuff at the wall?
Yeah, I am very familiar with everything Carlisle does because I've played with a lot of them before. And I think just us focusing on what we can control and not worrying about them running out foul balls and them trying to switch into the left-handed batter's box. Like, just worrying about what we can control and trying to, like, use those things as, like, oh, they're switching to the left. Oh, then somebody's going to steal. Like, and just trying to, like, pick what they're doing apart a little bit will help us a lot, but also not, like, be worrying about what they're doing as much as what we're doing.
The one and only Emma Eakoff. Saturday night, Trevor Cass will have the call for you. 6:45, 7 o'clock, first pitch at Carlisle, right here on KRLS. Emma, it's always a joy to talk to you. It was good to see you in the rain delay, lightning delay, whatever you want to call it, too. And hopefully I'm calling at least one more of your games if you can get past Carlisle this Saturday. If not, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time, and
we'll
see you soon.
Thank you so much.